Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live, listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com. Here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we're bringing the show to you from the La Tienda Center in the community of El Dorado. This is a celebration of real estate and business opportunities that are available to anyone who makes the exciting decision to call El Dorado their home. So come on down and join us at our outdoor location for today's show, right next to the gym in El Dorado, located at 7 Caliente Road. It is very easy to get here. Just take I-25 north to Route 285 south. That's the exit for El Dorado. Make a right turn on Avenida Vista Grande and your first left onto Caliente Road. And once you arrive at 7 Caliente Road in the La Tienda Center at El Dorado, you'll be able to get a map for touring the seven terrific homes that my broker colleagues have on open house today. You'll also be able to hear some very interesting commentary from not only brokers of Sotheby's International Realty, but also from El Dorado business owners, as well as some other special guests. And if that wasn't enough, we will also be offering a variety of special gift discount certificates that will tell you about one of them I want to tell you about is a very popular restaurant, Piccolino, Italian restaurant here in El Dorado. Another one offering is the gym at El Dorado, as well as one being offered by Stevens, a consignment gallery here in Santa Fe. And you can tell that we also have our very good friend, The Wind of New Mexico, that's joining us today for the show. But for anyone who is still at home and wants to get a taste of what we're offering you today, simply go to the homepage of SantaFe.com and watch a live video stream of the program, but only for a few minutes, because we want all of you to head on over here to El Dorado as soon as possible. In a moment, I'm going to introduce two of my broker colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty, the highly regarded Lois Suri, as well as Beth Whittall, who will share some interesting information about the unique properties that we're holding on open house today. And later on, I will welcome the owner of the gym at El Dorado, Marcia Beverly, as well as Mr. Sam Blunt of Garden Song Landscape Design, as well as the qualifying broker of Sotheby's, Mr. Greg Antonson, all of whom will share their observations on the fine attributes the community of El Dorado has to offer. Now, before we jump into today's program, I want to remind you that this remote broadcast, as all of our remote broadcasts, is being aired under the ongoing show series, Unique Destinations, which features people, places, and events that are important to our economy, culture, and the real estate market of our region. I also want to invite you to go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. That's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover an array of useful real estate services provided by a number of stellar companies. And while you're on our website, you can also check out the real estate commentary that we offer each month in the All Things Real Estate newsletter by clicking on the button named Ray's Real Estate Message. This timely newsletter commentary is brought to you each month by the Deborah Culkin Agency, and you can learn more about their fine household staffing services at debsdomesticagency.com. Again, that's debsdomesticagency.com. And on this day in real estate history, I know everybody's getting very tingly to know what this is, besides making our own history here at La Tienda in El Dorado, I can report that on October 21st, 1520, Portuguese sailor Ferdinand Magellan discovers a navigable sea route immediately south of the mainland of South America, which is to this date the most important natural passage between the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans. And this day in real estate history is brought to us each week by the local mortgage professionals at the First National Bank of Santa Fe. You can check out their top quality mortgage services at fnb-sf.com. That's fnb-sf.com. So, Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the KTRC studio, and my director, Brayton Anderson, and my floor producer, Josh Reed here at 7 Caliente Road next to the gym at El Dorado in the La Tienda Center. Let's navigate, just like Magellan, into our show adventure today by introducing my broker colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty, Lois Suri, as well as Beth Woodall, and welcome to All Things Real Estate, ladies.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you for having us.
Well, I think the first thing I want to ask, well, before I do that, I want to thank the two of you, along with your colleague, our colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Britt Gladue, for organizing this open house event. Nothing like this is ever easy to do, and here we are in this beautiful Santa Fe setting, contending a little bit with the wind, but it's going to be fine. I suppose the first question I want to ask both of you, though, is from the real estate agent's perspective, and we'll start with you, Lois, what makes El Dorado so special for buyers of real estate?
I think what I see in the El Dorado market and the people that buy out here is it's the quality of life that El Dorado brings to the people that want to live out here. The trails, the quality of the land, how it is very rolling, and the beautiful views and the beautiful sky, the topography is what I think really attracts the people.
And we have a number of properties that are on open house today. There are seven of them. And I think collectively, Lois, you would agree, as the former president of the Santa Fe Association of Realtors, that they are a pretty good lineup of properties for people to look at.
They are. The El Dorado neighborhood offers some of the prettiest properties and nicest custom homes in all of the Santa Fe area.
Mm-hmm. Beth Woodall, you are pretty familiar with El Dorado. Why don't you move your mic just a little bit closer to your, there you go, right there, a little bit closer. You're very, as I was saying, very familiar with the El Dorado area. Why don't you sort of share with the listeners, from your perspective, what makes this community so special?
It's, I lived in El Dorado a few years ago, and I also helped build three houses out here, and it's just a really great place to be. You get so much views from everywhere. The night skies are incredible. I've seen some really great lightning skies from the distance and lightning shows here. And since the time that I've been here, they've increased the school from kindergarten to, it's all the way to eighth grade now.
Mm-hmm.
And they also built a library. And they also have a great senior center that my parents used to go to.
Mm.
And there's just lots of activities. There's stores all over in La Tienda, and they're boutique stores. And it's they have a grocery store here,
right.
And just all sorts of things. And
right.
it can be a self-contained community. And but there's a lot of people that commute, and they just want to come back home.
And very close to Santa Fe, which is what you're alluding to,
yeah.
Which is always a nice thing. But you really do feel like you're way, way out in the country, don't you, Lois, when you live here?
Yeah, it gives you a nice setting and a nice break from an urban environment. And then there's beautiful wildlife out here. It's an incredible quality of life.
Now, besides organizing this great event, you guys are going to be real estate brokers today. At least, Lois, I know you have to go to an open house, and I want you to talk for a couple of minutes about the special property you're holding open.
Well, the house that I'm holding open is 12 Domingo Road. And I think also one of the quality of things that's out here in El Dorado, there's a huge art colony out here. So my house has three bedrooms, which also features a studio for the artist at heart.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, that would be something. It's a custom-built home, and the cabinets are very interesting throughout the house in that they have hand carvings of balloons and cactus and some of the motifs that are very dear to people's hearts in the Southwest.
Uh-huh.
So come on by.
And I just have to tell the listeners that you obviously are seeing that we're in the middle of a hurricane here, and that's one of the joys of living in New Mexico is the wind is always blowing, and it's making sure that all the dirt blows away. Before I let you guys go, I know, Beth, you actually are going to talk about a property that our colleague Britt Gladue is holding on open house today. Why don't you talk about a couple of the amenities of that?
This house is a really beautiful house. It's a custom-made home, and the owners of it now have really redone everything. He's put in a gas line to the kitchen, so they have a gas stove. He's put plumbing in, and it's got amazing landscaping, front yard and backyard, and a very private backyard landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really treat it's a treat to see.
And you're obviously very familiar with that property, and we suspect that it will be one of the seven properties, one of those that will be very popular with buyers today. So we encourage everyone to go on out there and take a look at, what's the address of that property again?
13 Gaviota.
Very good.
Yeah, and it's right next door to my parents, so that's why I know the house.
You know the house very well. That's Beth Woodall, and thank you very much, Beth, for all your efforts. Beth is going to be staying here today. She's going to be manning the Sotheby's International Realty booth that has a lot of literature. We invite everyone to come on down here and actually meet with Beth. She is a licensed and very official associate broker of our firm. Delighted to have you with us today. I want to shift gears a little bit now and welcome one of the people who is a proud business owner here in El Dorado, Marcia Beverly, who is the principal at the famous gym at El Dorado. Welcome to All Things Real Estate.
Thank you.
And Marcia, first of all, I want to thank you because you have been really sort of the bulwark of this event. You provided the landline connection, the internet connection. You helped put up the tent. Basically, you are the event person extraordinaire to put this thing together. So I thank you for that.
Thank you so much. And I want to congratulate you on creating such a valuable community resource from the day that you started All Things Real Estate. And I know it does sound like a hurricane here, but I did not bring the wind in.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, you
but
know
you've
what?
Done a great job.
Well,
Wade.
Thank you so much, Marcia, and I appreciate that. And we've known each other for several years. Marcia actually worked at Hutton Broadcasting.
A great company, great station, Talk 1260.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk for a moment about being a business owner here. The main virtues of operating a business here in El Dorado, how would you sort of summarize two or three of them?
Well, like she was just describing a property, and I've seen some of these properties that the open houses are having today, and really and truly, to summarize it, there is no bad location in El Dorado, and thus every business owner out here has the benefit of being in a beautiful setting with a very captured audience that loves the fact that we offer many services, which they don't have to go all the way in town for if they choose not to. Quality schools, we have a quality gym, as you know, restaurants, postal services, beautiful jewelry shops and everything. So it's just, it's a wonderful community full of some of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. And I think El Dorado draws extremely kind people, all demographics. I believe when I first moved here about 9 years ago, it was slightly an older demo, but what we're finding now, especially with the expansion of the school, the expansion of La Tienda, of the Agora, all of the centers and all of the beautiful artists and businesses that exist out here, is we're finding many, many more young couples moving out with children. So there's really, you're running the gamut now. Plus, all of the people in the corridor from La Miguel Esteo up to Pecos, they have the benefit of having these fine artisans and shops and gyms and so forth and restaurants here close by. And it just broadens their ability to enjoy the quality of life, which I heard you guys referred to earlier. It's a beautiful community to live in.
Marcia Beverly, if you were a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you could not write that script any better. That was a great sort of standing ovation for all of the amenities that exist here in El Dorado. I got to take a break here in about 30 seconds, but I'm going to have you come back at the end of the show and actually summarize a little bit of what you see today during the broadcast.
And I just want to say real quick, one of the cool things going on today from 2 to 5 at the Performance Space in La Tienda is a free children's haunted house.
Very good.
So if you haven't visited La Tienda and El Dorado, come by. I'm giving away free 2-week passes, and we've got a children's haunted house, perfect time of year to come get your first experience.
Very good. That's Marcia Beverly, who is the owner of the gym at El Dorado. We invite everyone to come on over here today and join us for this remote broadcast. We are at La Tienda of El Dorado, at El Dorado, here on 7 Caliente Road. Please come by and take a look at the seven houses that are on open house tour with us today. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate, and we'll be come back. I'm actually going to invite the qualifying broker of Sotheby's International Realty to join me, Mr. Greg Antonsen, so stay tuned.
One of the season's most important events, the 2012 Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. Now through Sunday, October 21st, enjoy 5 days of independent film screenings, community events, and educational workshops. The festival opens with the New Mexico premiere of Bless Me, Ultima, and closes on October 21st with the New Mexico premiere of Tiger Eyes. Other key films include Flatline, Sunkissed, Little Ones, Andrew Bird, Fever Year, Last Days Here, The List, and many, many more. For screening, workshops, parties, and other information, go to Santa Fe Independent Film Festival.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of the All Things Real Estate Radio Show. If you're looking for a totally unique way to showcase your business or nonprofit organization, why not host a remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate? To learn more about this proven technique for gaining consumer attention, please call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Or go to my website, allthingsrealestateradio.com.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from the La Tienda Center here in El Dorado. We invite you to come on down here. We're outside under a tent. We're braving the wind. That's part of the joy and beauty of living in New Mexico. So again, come on over here to El Dorado. Take the El Dorado exit. Go on 285 South. Make a right on Avenida Vista Grande, and then a left on Caliente Road, and take it around number 7, and you'll see us right outside here. We have a number of guests who are with us today, and we actually have a number of open houses, 7 to be exact, of Sotheby's International Realty listings. We have brokers that are manning them. We're looking forward to seeing all of you join us today. Also, too, I want to remind you that shame on you if you can't join us, but you can also watch the show live on SantaFe.com. Just go to the homepage, and right there we'll be video streaming the program. Before we go back into the show, I want to remind you that locally owned Santa Fe Digital offers friendly and affordable service for all your computer needs. Call 505-672-8806 or email them at mike@santafedigital.net. That's mike@santafedigital.net. And actually, when you call them, tell them that Ray sent you their way. Also, too, I wanted to tell you about Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company, offering a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, and charitable lead trusts, plus private foundation administration. For more information, please call our very good friend, Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. You can reach her at 984-2700. That's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning and real estate planning activities. I now would like to welcome a special guest to the show, Mr. Greg Antonsen, Senior Vice President and qualifying broker of the Santa Fe operation of Sotheby's International Realty. As always, my friend, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Indeed, it's great to be here. What a wonderful day.
Well, it's a beautiful day, a little windy, but you know what? That's keeping us cool, right?
And not a cloud in the sky.
Not a cloud. Well, they're being blown all over the place, that's for sure. You know, Greg, we always have some fun with highlighting those parts of New Mexico where our company plays a major role in helping real estate buyers and sellers. And I think that you would agree that the community of El Dorado is, well, it fits the bill quite nicely, correct?
Well, it really does. And I'm just so pleased we're able to host this today and to have 7 open houses. This is one area where Sotheby's wants to increase our presence.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly have a lot of impressive brokers to work with out here.
Well, we do. And I guess maybe let's start from the macro level and then work our way down to a little discussion about a couple of the properties that are on open house today. But you talked about Sotheby's International Realty's presence. We are the big firm in town. We have 6 or 7 communities where we have a major presence. As you said, you want to build up the presence here in El Dorado. Let's talk about some of the reasons why Sotheby's International Realty is the go-to brokerage for so many buyers and sellers.
Well, definitely. I mean, we are the place to be. We're the only company in town that truly has the global connections that we do. And just through the Sotheby's brand, the Sotheby's name, Also, our brokers are some of the best trained and most professional in the industry. So we are the go-to place.
And you talk about the international reach that we have. Part of that is accomplished through major internet presence, which is so important today because, as we both know, what is it, 90-plus percent of most buyers today start on the internet before they even want to talk to a broker.
It's now 92%, and they spend an average of 30 to 60 days investigating before they even contact a broker.
And so having this international presence, as evidenced by the various internet addresses that we populate, that's critical to basically helping people.
Do you know, it's critical to helping people. We have a number which is just staggering. It's 506 million impressions that we have simply due to our partnerships with other digital companies. So the brand is always working for our clients as it is for our brokers.
Mm-hmm. Greg, if you know, I always ask you this, and you're so nice to accommodate me when I ask you that crystal ball question, but we've had a pretty good year here. You know, the economy has been challenged, but Sotheby's International Realty and the buyer and seller activity has been incredibly strong. Again, with that crystal ball, if you had to look ahead to 2013, what would be your maybe three recommendations?
Do you know, I'm telling people, if you're in a position to buy something, now is probably the time to make that move. These price levels, I don't think we'll be here a year from now. I think we're going to see the prices gradually increasing. So that's point number one. Point number two, the sales into El Dorado have picked up dramatically from the past 2 years. I think we have 92 solds out here. We have 18 to 20 pending right now. So that's another reason. You can see the proof is there in the statistics that it's a good time to buy. And 2013, I think, number three is going to continue to build a positive real estate market, not just in Santa Fe, but around the country.
To go back to your first point, one of the reasons why buyers should be getting off the fence, and in some cases they may be too late if they haven't, is that interest rates also could start to rise. Prices could go up, but interest rates, most everybody in the industry is predicting that they will go up.
Precisely. This is the best time with price points where they're at, with interest rates where they're at, historic lows. If you possibly can, this is the time to buy.
And what we've discovered, too, I mean, after the meltdown in 2008, there was a period of time that everybody was frustrated. And I think the level of sort of contentious behavior between buyers and sellers was maybe at its all-time high because everybody was frustrated. But what I've discovered, and maybe you have, too, is that buyers and sellers seem to be working together more closely than ever before.
I think they realize they don't have to be adversarial. And what has also helped this along is the fact that the banks are getting a little easier to deal with. They realize the world that they're maneuvering, and appraisers also are there to assist in really finding true value, but also to help the process along.
A little shout out to two of our colleagues. We had two members of our Sotheby's International Realty broker family actually win elections, and we're in the middle of election season. You want to mention that?
Indeed. Gary Bobolsky with our office is now on the board of SFAR, as is Paul Steinberg. So we're very pleased.
Well, and it helps.
Stenberg,
yes. We're of course delighted for them, but it also it's a credit to them to actually carve out what is already a very busy schedule for any broker to spend time doing those administrative tasks, which are often not very thanked or appreciated.
It really helps the entire real estate community.
Before I let you go and we take a break here, let's talk about a couple of the additional houses that are on open house today.
Indeed. I mean, we have so many great selections and price ranges. Catherine Blagden is at 7 Camino San Cristobal. Abigail Davidson, and by the way, Cristobal is at $375,000. Abigail Davidson is at 13 Palacio Road for $434,000. 33 Aventura Road is open with Alan Vorenberg. We have Darlene Street, I believe, at 3 Jacinto Court. That's at $449,000.
Which is a great house, by the way. I did an open house from there a few weeks ago, and it was very, very nice property.
And then we have Emily Garcia at 13 Marcelina Lane. Mm-hmm. That's $650,000. That's the whole thing. The price points out here are tremendous. You have a great value for what you're purchasing out here. The views that you get, this community center, which
right.
is fantastic, so that you're not running into Santa Fe all the time. You can have a lot done just right here through grocery shopping, the gym, some of the wellness centers that I notice across the street. It's really fantastic.
Again, as I said to Marsha Beverly, the owner of the gym at El Dorado, I think, Greg, if you wanted to get a job with the Chamber of Commerce out here, they would welcome you in a heartbeat. This is Greg Antonsen, who is the qualifying broker and the senior vice president of Sotheby's International Realty here in Santa Fe. Thanks so much for being on this part of the show, but I'm going to have you stick around and actually sort of summarize things at the end of the program. We invite everyone to come on out here today because we have seven extraordinary houses that are on tour. Greg talked about five of them. There were two that we talked about in the earlier segment. So come on out here. Take the exit at El Dorado. Come to 7 Caliente Road, which is at La Tienda at El Dorado. Visit with us here. Beth Woodall, our colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, is actually manning the Sotheby's International Realty table. She'll be happy to talk to you, but take a tour of the property. So Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're actually going to bring on Mr. Sam Lunt, the principal at Garden Song Landscape Design, and talk about some of the landscape issues here in El Dorado. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
It's the final day of Santa Fe's favorite sale of the year at Stevens, a consignment gallery. Today only from noon to 6. All items will be discounted from 30 to 50%. Calculate your bargain on those prized estate pieces. If you're a collector or just want that feeling of rummaging through your grandparents' attic, then don't miss Stevens' fall sale. Save 30 to 50% on estate pieces, fine china, artwork, lamps, furniture, jewelry, and more. It's the sale of the year today only from noon to 6 at Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road. Or see their ad in names and numbers.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of the All Things Real Estate Radio Show. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and good property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Or go to my website for useful information at allthingsrealestateradio.com. That's allthingsrealestateradio.com.
You and I haven't shaken hands yet. We've never chatted at a party. Our kids play different sports.
But I can honestly say, without ever having met you,
I'll help save your life.
Your support could save a life. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 7 Caliente Road, which is right here at La Tienda at El Dorado. It's a fine center. We are outside the gym at El Dorado. Fabulous facility. I invite everyone to come on over here and join us today. Not only do we have seven properties that are on tour, but we have a number of product and service discounts that are being offered by a variety of businesses. You can actually talk to my colleague, Beth Woodall, who's an associate broker at Sotheby's International Realty. She's manning the Sotheby's booth here. And so on a nice windy Sunday afternoon, we invite everybody to come on out to El Dorado and enjoy some good time in this beautiful weather. Before we get back into the program, I encourage you to check out the Sotheby's International Realty Distinctive Property of the Month by going to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Now, this section of the radio show website is brought to you each month by Old Santa Fe Builders Incorporated. You can learn more about their fine services at oldsantafebuilders.com. Again, that's oldsantafebuilders.com. I also want to remind you that Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, specializing in highly responsive multi-tenant commercial and homeowner association management, promotes community and improves value in the quality of life and work, as well as their clients' investment. For more information about their fine commercial and homeowner association management services, call Mr. Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. So, as I'm dealing with the wind here, I now want to welcome Mr. Sam Lunt, who is the principal at the well-regarded Garden Song Landscape Design. As always, welcome to the show, Sam.
Thanks, Ray. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you. And you've been a guest on a couple of our All Things Real Estate remote broadcasts, but I suspect that you would share with me that El Dorado stands out as a pretty special location, correct?
Yeah, it is. I think it's sort of the people's
the working people's locale, where the you know, the people who run Santa Fe live.
Yeah.
And it's an affordable place to live.
It is indeed, and we are actually evidencing that today with the 7 open houses that we have on open house tour. Greg Antonson, the qualifying broker of Sotheby's International Realty, in the last segment talked about the affordability, which goes right to your point. And yet you are close enough, just a short drive to Santa Fe, which again goes the other direction too, guys. We invite you to come on out here and join us at this El Dorado site and actually see what Sam Blunt is talking about regarding these properties that are very affordable. Now, as I said, we do have a number of very terrific and interesting properties that are on tour today, Sam, with a variety of landscape designs to offer. So if I was the buyer and I wanted to make an offer on one of these 7 houses today, and maybe I wanted to change up some of the landscape design that exists, and it is varied in all these properties, you as a professional landscape designer, what would be the maybe 3 steps that you would recommend to me as your client to follow?
I would first look at what's existing, whether there's worthwhile plant material to save, you know, whether it's run down, the status of the irrigation system, which is always very important in a landscape. Some properties won't have them. Most these days will. I would look at the land issues around the house, drainage and wind. Wind is a big factor out here.
Yeah. Now, during the break, you were telling me about designing windbreaks to actually sort of ameliorate this situation. Talk a little bit about what that is and how it helps.
Yeah. I mean, if I lived out here and El Dorado's on a flat plain, there's a lot of wind, a lot of extreme weather that comes through here. I would first pay attention to where the prevailing winds are coming from. And then, to me, I would want to create a windbreak so that you can create areas behind that windbreak that are more away from the wind. And what I mean by a windbreak is trees and shrubs that you almost put in like a hedge.
Mm-hmm.
To stop or to slow down the prevailing winds and the weather so that you can create a microclimate behind that. And walls help with that, fences help with that, but also plant material. And it's got to be, it takes a while to put together a good windbreak because
yep.
you have to start, you know, you have to start with smaller plant material usually because they have to, you want it to eventually be living on its own.
So I suppose that out here in El Dorado, irrespective of the wind, perhaps the types of plants and flowers that you would use might be a little bit different than what you would do downtown in Santa Fe?
Not necessarily. It really depends on what sort of, you know, Santa Fe to me is all about microclimates. I mean, we have our big climate, which is an arid, southwestern, almost desert climate. But behind the walls, now downtown tends to be more lush, but you can have that same lushness out here, and that's why putting in windbreaks, putting in walls,
a table,
creating
leaf,
areas.
In is a break front echoes with
you can
it.
Then make for a lush. Now,
yeah.
definitely the...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
The environment around is a little more harsh than downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to use more native plants, more hardy, drought-resistant plants.
Mm-hmm. I could hear it in the background there, Gino Thompson, my producer. I think actually you've got a special guest on the show with us, and I think maybe one of the best ways of commemorating this beautiful autumn day and the kinds of landscape design issues that Sam Blunt of Garden Song Landscape Design is talking about is to remind everybody about the annual fall sale at Stevens and Consignment Gallery, which is actually happening today until 6 p.m. at the gallery's location at 2701 Cerrillos Road. And to talk about this very special sale and the gallery's longstanding relationship with real estate buyers and sellers and homeowners in El Dorado is none other than Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stevens and Consignment Gallery. Welcome to the show, Stephen. Are you there?
Hey, Ray. I am here. How are you doing this beautiful fall day?
Well, we're doing fine, but I suspect you're just contending with huge crowds there at the gallery on the second day of your annual fall sale. How's it going?
It's going great. You know, actually, our Saturday sales are always the ones that are not for those who are faint of heart. That day is the day where everybody turns out in massive quantities. And on Sunday, it's a little more relaxed. We have a good flow of people through here. And for us, those of us in retail, that's what we always like, is that rather than having burst and, you know, bustle and burst, we like to have people coming and going all day long. And that's the way it is. We just opened. Actually, we had people coming in. We opened at noon, but we had people coming in at about 11, 11:15. Mm-hmm. And it's been good. Actually, yesterday turned out to be yet another record breaker.
Well, and that's fabulous news, because I know in nearly 30 years of being in business, and I think this is the 26th or 27th year you've done your annual sales, each time you do them, and you told me that the spring sale was the best ever, so are we going to be matching that sort of characterization with the fall sale?
Well, we certainly hope so. As far as Saturday to Saturday, we're up. So it looks like yesterday was a record breaker, and let's hope that today turns out to be what puts us over the top.
Well, that's great. I'm sitting here with Sam Lunt, the principal at Garden Song Landscape Design, and we are enjoying this outdoor sort of situation we have here in El Dorado, and Sam's been talking about landscape issues. But I think, actually, Stephen, the one thing I wanted to ask you, though your business is in Santa Fe and you are very, very well regarded, I suspect that a lot of your clients, buyers, sellers, and homeowners, actually come from El Dorado. Isn't that the case?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have a very good following in El Dorado. El Dorado is it's a large enough community that it has critical mass and lots of our customers. As a matter of fact, yesterday, I think we did four deliveries out to El Dorado. We've got two more today.
Well, that's great. And one of the things, whether it's in El Dorado or elsewhere in Santa Fe County, that's big at Stevenson Consignment Gallery is your annual estate sales. You're doing them all the time. You actually seem to be building more momentum with those events. Are you looking at doing a whole bunch of them in 2013?
Yes, we are. We're looking forward to a great estate sale schedule in 2013. We're starting to gear up already. I've got three estates that we're negotiating with to do sales. And it looks like some of them are going to happen right shortly in November and probably one or two in December prior to the holidays. And then we start off again in the new year. Can you imagine? It's going to be 2013.
I know. It goes way too fast. And you know what? The old man that I am, and it goes even faster. You're a young guy, though, Stephen, so you don't have to worry about that.
Well, With just having put my daughter into freshman year of college, I'm feeling a little elderly myself.
Congratulations on that. By the way, I want to give everybody an incentive to basically visit us here in El Dorado today, but also to go to Stephen's annual fall sale. Again, the gallery is going to be open until 6 o'clock today, but we actually have a 15% discount on any single item purchased at the gallery. You have to come here to the broadcast booth or to any of the 7 open house properties that we're holding on open house today. Pick up this discount. It's good for any day that the gallery is open except during the annual spring or fall sale. So, Stephen, we hope that that'll help drive some people to the gallery today, and maybe some of them will be coming out here after they shopped at the gallery, picked it up, and then take it back there because you've got to get Stephen's signature on it. Thank you so much for offering that discount. Is that going to work well for you?
Yeah, that's great. And I've got a customer here, Ray. You talk about people from out of town. He came up from Houston, and he's a dealer, and I'd just like for him to say hello and just let you hear what he was up to.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Hey, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Jim Goodman. I came up from Houston.
Oh, great. Well, Kim, thank you for coming to the sale, and we want you to come on out here to El Dorado, too, and visit us
here
at the Rumble
Podcast.
Well,
let me tell you why I come. I've been coming to Stephen since the summer of 1990, and the reason I come is because his prices and his selection are the best I've seen anywhere. And so when you have a diversified population moving to Santa Fe like you do, they bring a very diversified type of inventory, which is what makes his store so interesting. And
yes,
if I'm willing to drive 775 miles to shop with him, and I've got a U-Haul truck sitting out there right now loaded up, if I can buy from him and resell it, think about the retail customer, what a bargain they're going to have, because they're not trying to resell.
Yeah. Well, you're a great testimonial to the value of shopping at Stevens and Consignment Gallery, especially during the fall sale today. Ken, we appreciate you coming on air, and thank you so much for driving all the way up from Houston to the gallery, and we invite you to drive on out here to El Dorado. After taking that Houston trip, driving to El Dorado is only 30 minutes away. It'd be an easy drive for you. So we invite you to come on out here. Is Steven still there with you?
He is still standing here. I'll pass you back to him.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey.
Hey, Stephen. Well, you obviously have another happy customer there, delighted that he drove all the way up from Houston to take advantage of your fall sale. So before I let you go, my friend, any last words you want to share with the people out here in El Dorado about the value of this community and the value of actually living and working in the El Dorado area from your own experience?
Well, my own experience is I've got some number of good friends who live in El Dorado, and I certainly enjoy being there when we have the opportunity to go on out and enjoy the beautiful landscape out there. And, you know, El Dorado is it's another part of Santa Fe, which makes Santa Fe so diverse and different and such a wonderful place to live.
Absolutely. This is Stephen Etrie, the co-owner of Stevens & Consignment Gallery at his annual fall sale. We invite you to go on over there, 2701 Cerrillos Road, but stop here at the broadcast booth in El Dorado, pick up this gift certificate, and have Stephen sign it, and you'll be able to use it for any time over the next year. Stephen, thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate. I'll
Absolutely,
talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Ray, and thank you. And you have a great day, and you and your guests enjoy this beautiful fall day that we have here.
Very good, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sam Lunt with Garden Song Landscape Design. Again, one of the advantages of living here in El Dorado is, in fact, being close to Santa Fe and close to places like Stevens and Consignment Gallery, but really feeling like you're thousands of miles away, like the gentleman from Houston, Texas. That's one of the values here, I think, of El Dorado. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and every time I come out here, I'm amazed at the more and more stores and amenities that they have out here. You know, it started with the Agora, and now we're at across the street, and I'm just amazed. They've got a performance space right over here. There's a gym. There's the spin doctor right over here.
It's a great place.
Yeah.
This is Sam Blunt, the principal at Garden Song Landscape Design. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today, and thank you for all the nice words that you're saying about El Dorado. I think the residents here will appreciate it very much.
Great. Thanks very much, Ray.
Before we take a break here, Gino Thompson, I just want to thank the good folks who own the La Tienda at El Dorado Center for all the hospitality and the support that they've extended to us today. Again, a special thank you to Marcia Beverly, the owner of the gym at El Dorado, for letting us use her communication system and for all the help. Lastly, thanks to the Piccolino Italian restaurant located at the Agora Shopping Center for their support today. They're open Monday through Saturday, and they've got fine Italian cuisine. They're actually offering a special discount, so come on by here at the broadcast booth to pick up that discount. You can use it at the restaurant at any point. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our famous Open House of the Week segment, so stay tuned.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of the All Things Real Estate Radio Show. If you're looking for a totally unique way to showcase your business or nonprofit organization, why not host a remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate? To learn more about this proven technique for gaining consumer attention, please call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Or go to my website, allthingsrealestateradio.com.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Hey, this is Greg Allman. If you visit the Allman Brothers Museum, you'll find lots of incredible memories. But when I was diagnosed with chronic hepatitis C, I decided that instead of looking back, I was going to look forward. For me, that meant taking the next step and talking to my doctor about my options. Now I'm on tour again, making music, as well as memories. Don't wait to tune into your Hep C. Talk to your doctor about your options and find out more at tuneintohepc.com.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
It's a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty. And by the sound of that music, you know that we've actually reached our Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspection. For more information about their terrific home inspection services, please go to their website, Winnie, that's WINI.com. So today we're doing a live remote broadcast from La Tienda at El Dorado, which is a lovely center here. We're doing it outside the gym at El Dorado, 7 Caliente Road. We invite everyone to come on out here today because 7 of my colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty are holding open houses, terrific properties. We've been talking about them, and we'll be talking about them a little bit more here in a moment. I want to welcome back to the show two guests who can speak about a number of the amenities of El Dorado. First of all, ladies first, I want to introduce Marcia Beverly. Marcia Beverly, who is the owner of the gym at El Dorado, one of the business leaders here in the La Tienda Center.
Hello.
I actually came here about 2 weeks ago, Greg, to talk to Marcia about staying up, and we went over and had a little drink over here at the bar.
At the House.
I can't believe it.
It's a popular place.
Like she was running for office. She knew every single person that came through here, and
sure,
they knew her.
That's El Dorado for you. Everybody is friendly, and everybody gets to know each other.
Everybody.
It's a great community.
Well, and I want to also introduce, sitting next to Marcia, again, Mr. Greg Antonsen, who's the qualifying broker and the senior vice president with Sotheby's International Realty. Greg, let's talk for a moment again. Sotheby's is proud of its presence here in El Dorado. We have 7 spectacular properties. But to drill down a little bit, I think you want to talk about some of the features of properties here in El Dorado.
Indeed. I mean, the reason we've had so much activity out here this year, particularly. Can you hear me?
Just move
it better? Okay.
Better.
The reason we've had so much activity out here this year is because of the price points. The median sales price out here right now is $308,000. And what you get in the size of a home, the 2-, 3-, and 4-bedroom homes, and the size of the lot, really create values out here that can't be beat anywhere else. So I think that's the main thing that's really pushing the sales out here. Some great quality, great lifestyle, great value.
Great value. And again, Mr. Antonsen talked about it in the first segment of the show that if you're sitting on the fence as a buyer, you are probably close to missing the boat entirely because prices, even in this great community of El Dorado, because the real estate market's coming back, they may rise next year. Interest rates are definitely going to go up next year.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I know, Marcia, you...
Well, I was a single mom when I moved here 9 years ago. And I will tell you that I do. You're exactly right. There is so much to offer out here. There's new homes. There are older homes in some of the older areas that, you know, were the first to develop. And I happened to buy an older home, which had a lot of renovation potential, which gave me an amazing value for what I spent. I have an acre plus. But one of the things that's also interesting is along with the walking paths, and El Dorado has walking trails across the highway here that lead up to Bluffs and Gorges, but you have green space, fire lanes, whatever, which I've never seen, or flood lanes, which never seem to happen out here, but they also add to the illusion that you have more property than you do. There's such wonderful parks. You know, people with children or people who just love to walk on, like, on the bike paths or go. There's really no way to lose when you come here. I can tell you during the recession, for me, my house, I had my house appraised during that time, and the price did not go down. It's one of the few communities that I saw. I could not have afforded to move into Santa Fe proper and get the amenities that I found in El Dorado.
As you can tell, Greg, Marcia used to be the director of sales at Hutton Broadcasting. She is.
But it's true.
But it is all
true. I only saw what I believe in, like your show. right.
Do you have your real estate license?
I do not, but I'll talk to you after the show.
There could be some recruitment going on here very
there
quickly.
Could be.
Well, let's talk for a moment.
He's cute, too. So you know me. I'm easy.
And he knows his stuff better than anybody. Marsha, let's go back to the fact that you are a successful business person here. Again, you run the gym here at El Dorado, a very popular destination. Again, for the listeners' benefit, and particularly for buyers out there who may be actually even considering moving here to work here, what are some of the advantages as a business person for living in El Dorado?
One of the things that we've noticed, we're actually in the process of putting together an El Dorado Business Owners Association, because so many people who live out here operate home businesses. Many of the homes, as you know, as a realtor, have casitas, which can then be turned into a home business and or a mother-in-law apartment, keep her out in the backyard. But it's just that there's so many open-minded, welcoming residents who are very interested in any new business that comes out, what you're doing. They take pride in supporting their business owners that are local. Steve and Destiny, who are the landlords here for La Tienda, really have brought to the area a community-mindedness that was somewhat lacking before, and it's just kind of rallied everybody. And it's been an amazing thing to watch it grow, and it's now a thriving business center. So you can move out here on the, you know, Santa Fe, I love Santa Fe, do not get me wrong, but it's always nice that if you're home with the kids on the weekend and you're doing yard work, you don't have to go all the way in.
Right,
Greg, you know, you can have a lovely dinner or find amazing artwork or take a walk. And we have the El Dorado Community Art Tour that have studio tour,
right.
You know, and literally where you go in, I think last year was 87 homes, home art galleries. So there's really nothing you can't find if you're interested in El Dorado, in addition to lovely housing at extremely affordable pricing for the benefits.
Indeed,
that you get.
The evolution out here has been tremendous.
It's been amazing to watch and to be a part of.
On that score, and Marsha alluded to it, Greg, some people actually operate their businesses from their homes. So for the benefit of the listeners out there, again, we are a real estate company. Why don't you summarize, again, the seven properties that we have on open house today? Because I think that there are some very tremendous opportunities available.
And again, the price points are incredible. I think the highest price point is $650,000 on...
What you get for that, though, is amazing.
Oh.
I know this home, and that's an amazing...
Well, and this is on 3 acres.
Yes, it's crazy.
13 Marcelina Lane, that's Emily Garcia. Darlene Street at 3 Jacinto Court at $449,000. That's 2,500 square feet of home. With an attached two-car garage, three-bedroom, four-bath. At 13 Palacio Road, Abigail Davidson for $434,000.
I love Abigail.
Again, beautiful home. Look at that. 33 Aventura Road for $439,500. That's Alan Vornberg. 12 Domingo Road, Lois Suri, who was on the program earlier, is hitting that for $379,000. And 13 Gavioita Road, that's Paul McDonald, $429,000.
There is not a bad neighborhood out here. That's one of the benefits. And you have the most excellent realtors. I know half of these people, and they're amazing. So
they're terrific people.
Whomever comes and takes advantage of their expertise will certainly benefit.
Exactly.
Well, and that's a good point, because in order to sell a property effectively, I think you need to know the neighborhood. And the brokers that are actually doing these open houses today, some of them have lived in El Dorado before, but many of them, all of them actually, have sold properties out here over the course of many, many years. And from your standpoint as a qualifying broker, that's almost, you don't make that as a prerequisite, but it's hard to sell a property unless you really know what you're talking about.
Oh, you have to know the area very well. And I just want to take some time and thank Lois and Britt for putting this program together.
Beth Little.
Beth, there you are. Thank you. Because without them, this wouldn't have happened.
No, and that's so important. These things don't happen spontaneously, and, of course, with the help of people like Marsha Beverly, the owner of the gym.
It's my honor. It's a great community service, and Sotheby's is an amazing company. I've watched Ray. I mean, Ray really has always impressed me with his true dedication to quality information and quality service and followed.
And I have a check for you later on.
Okay. Well, it's the truth. Again, I only sell it if it's the truth.
Well, and it's because of Ray that we're able to do this radio program.
True.
And no, again, something that no other firm in town can offer.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I know that since we're streaming the show on SantaFe.com, that people can see that I'm blushing right now. Thank you very much for the commendation.
He's not
but
blushing.
I'll tell you what, Greg, I'm going to give you the last word, about 30 seconds. The reasons why people should come out today to enjoy El Dorado would be?
It's the lifestyle. It's the lifestyle at a very affordable price. And as you mentioned earlier, the schools out here are tremendous.
Got a free children's haunted house from 2 to 5 at the performance space.
Exactly. Don't miss that.
Come get your free 2-week pass at the gym.
There you go. Very good. Well, I want to thank all my guests, including Greg Antonsen of Sotheby's International Realty, as well as the lovely Marcia Beverly of the gym at El Dorado sitting right next to us here, Mr. Sam Lunt of Garden Song Landscape Design for all of their useful observations during today's broadcast. A special thank you again to my fellow brokers, Lois Suri, Brett Gladue, and Beth Woodall for all their efforts to organize the open house tour today. We encourage you to come on out here because we're going to be doing open houses right through the end of the afternoon. Beth Woodall is going to be here for a little bit longer here at our broadcast booth right here at the La Tienda Center at El Dorado. So you can take a tour of these fabulous homes. Also, you can also take some of these gift certificates that are available to you from local businesses. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Braden, my director, Josh, my floor producer, along with Kate, Debbie, Adrian, Mike, Arthur, at Sotheby's International Realty, thank you for all that you do to make every remote broadcast a winner. And, of course, thank you for tuning into the show today and join us next Sunday when we'll be doing another special remote broadcast event. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and good fortune in all things real estate.